Welcome to The Watchman, your weekly one-hour expose on Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times in which we live, because the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think.
Good evening, welcome to The Watchman. As we continue with our discourse on the New World Order, I told you it's political, it's economic, it's ecclesiastical, but it's also intellectual. And all those are areas in which these people want to dominate the way the world thinks, the way it does things. We know that some of the things they are planning are going to come to pass because the Bible says they will. We know that Revelation 13 says that there is going to be a world, one world government. That's what these people are planning. In a way that is sinister, but it is going to happen because the Bible says it is. And we know that there's going to be a one world economic system, a one world religion. All those are things that are now in place, only waiting to be ratified, so to speak. So we know that some of the things they are planning are going to come to pass. But not in the entirety of that show. Now, I spoke last time about a man called Albert Pike, who in a book which was published in 1871, spoke about all the things that would come to pass. He was that man who actually first used the word, the New World Order. Or he called it actually a One World Order. And it was eventually called the New World Order. Now, the two people who first used that phrase, actually all of them used it in the 19th century. The other person is a lady called Alice Bailey. Both of them were foremost, I would say, apostles of the devil. They were very deeply satanic people, involved in very high satanism. And Albert Pike, who predicted that there would be three world wars, and even predicted how they would start, what would be the cause of them, he's the one who spread. He was a 33rd degree Freemason, which is the highest degree of Freemasonry, and he also did a lot to spread the Illuminati across Europe and across America as well. Now, of course, Illuminati kind of started in Europe now, but at the top of both these organizations, almost all of them, there are so many secret organizations: Knights of Templar, Ku Klux Klan, and you know, all those. At the top of them, they are the same. They are one person. Okay? They are all different ministries of the devil to bring people towards worshipping him at the end. But not directly going there, going through, you know, a few confusions. I said this man said that they would introduce communism after the First World War. That man called Albert Pike. Now, the reason he can know these things is because he was having direct visitations with the devil, who was telling him what he plans to do. Now, the devil was telling this man what he plans to do. Now, of course, not all of them must come to pass, because the devil can plan, but if God doesn't want it to happen, it doesn't. But then, of course, when God says it is going to happen, it is going to happen, because there is no high authority and nobody can stop him. But, of course, some of the things which Albert Pike spoke about are going to happen, because they are also in the Bible. Now, what we understand from this is the purpose of all this is to know the origin of it, where all these things are coming from, so that before you get to believe some of these things, you have an understanding of their origin, and therefore you can make up your mind objectively. Now, we are going to send out, there have been so many new people asking for recordings, and if you've sent an email, we are going to send them, we're going to send those recordings out shortly. If you haven't sent an email, don't wait until the end of this week, because then we can't keep on adding new people. Now, if you really want it, send the email between now and tomorrow asking for the recordings, because they will send you the new ones for this month, including today's, as well as all the previous ones. And of course, those who already have a link, you don't have to do anything. You just, when it is uploaded, you just go to the link and you will know that, and rather you pick it up from there, because it's the same link, nothing changes, just addition of messages. So you got that. Now, there's a lot of demand for the messages on sowing and reaping on the Babylonian system vis-a-vis God's system. So I'm just requesting that if you've heard that, and if you've internalized it, and if you've done some of those things, if you have any testimonies to report, for the benefit of other people to understand how all this thing works, and that people need to really understand how much God wants them, you know, to be prosperous. So if you've had a miracle, especially a financial one, please send me an email on ugandanwatchman@gmail.com, ugandanwatchman@gmail.com, and share it with us for the benefit of other people. If you really don't want to put your name, you don't have to. Of course, if you send it to my email, if I'm going to use it for any purpose, I will not use your name, just unless, of course, you request me to. But just post those testimonies for the benefit of other people so that they understand that these things really work. So ugandanwatchman@gmail.com, or for any other reason. Now we proceed with this. So I told you that, so all these things have been happening, the First World War, Second World War, I mean, the way they were predicted. So you understand what was behind it. If the devil can tell a man that this is going to happen and it happens, then you know who was behind it. You know, and if you can come as truly as speak what is going to be the cause of it and what's going to be the outcome of it, then you know who really is behind it. Now, we are continuing with that, the New World Order for politically. And I told you that these people, in order to advance their cause, they employ crises, the plural for crisis, especially war, economic downturns, recessions. Because after anything that creates fear in people, because when people fear, they very easily give up their liberties, their freedom, in order to kind of alleviate that fear. Now, after the fear of life, the second biggest fear in humans is the fear for their incomes. So they use recession. Now, when there's a recession, then everything shakes, and then everybody's scared that they are going to lose all their savings and things like that. Then they easily give up their liberties. They can tell them, do this, do that, otherwise this is going to happen, otherwise there's going to be another recession. And people very easily give in to that, because there's a fear of the unknown, okay, which is a general fear, the fear of the unknown. So they create a scenario in which you have to fear. But in 1909, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace was tasked to answer the following question posed by the U.S. government. This is the question. If it is desirable to alter the lives of an entire nation, is there any means more efficient than war? That's the question. So after research, which took all of 1 year, the answer came back, and this is the answer. There is no known means more efficient than war, as if the objective is altering the life of an entire nation. So these people will start a war, if they must, to change the way people think. They will create a source of fear. And as soon as people fear for their lives and what, they give up all their liberties. So in June 28, 1945, American after the First World War, the American president, Harry Truman, I think became the first international leader to endorse, well, in his speech, the One World Government. He said it will be just as easy for nations to get along in a republic of the world as it is for us to get along in a republic of the United States. But anyway, over the years, so many organizations have been started pushing towards that one world government. Prince Bernard of the Netherlands established a group called the Bilderbergs in 1954. I've talked about the Bilderbergs here on the day that I talked about the Freemasons and the Illuminati. The Bilderbergs, they're so-called because the first meeting was in a hotel called Hotel de Bilderberg in the Netherlands, started by Prince Bernard. And so many international politicians, bankers, and all sorts of people in authority, people who have any sort of social or whatever authority. By the way, the latest person to be added was Mark Zuckerberg, who is the owner of Facebook, because of the power that they have. So any person who has any sort of power to influence people and their thinking is involved in a Bilderberg. But they try generally to limit the number to about 300 people. So, and it happens every year. At first, it always happened in the Hotel de Bilderberg, but eventually now they move it around. For instance, 2003, I think it was in Paris. It's been to London. But they try to get very secret, secretive hotels with very high security, because the media has really been curious about how all the big leaders in the world, of the IMF, of the World Bank, of the Treasury of America, and all across Europe, princesses, and all royal family people, everybody who has influence, top businessmen, Bill Gates and so on, all of them, what are they meeting to talk about? But it never comes out in the media. But we all know it's pointing towards one direction. Now, in a book called The Future of Federalism, the author is Nelson Rockefeller. Now, that Rockefeller family, of course, are known for being wealthy, but they are also very wicked. Extremely wicked. Their wealth is built on deep satanism. There is nothing that comes out of Rockefeller that is not geared towards, basically the one world government. They are committed, completely committed to it. From the top man over the generations, they are all committed to it. In that book published, the one-time governor of New York claims that the current events in the world we are asking for a new world order. Because the old order is crumbling and there is a new and free order struggling to be born. So Rockefeller says there is a fever of nationalism, as in people thinking too much about their countries, okay? But the nation state is becoming less and less competent to perform its international political tasks. These are some of the reasons pressing us to lead vigorously towards the true building of a new world order with voluntary service and our dedicated faith in the brotherhood of all mankind. Now, this is brotherhood of all mankind. Every time you hear things like brotherhood of all mankind, that's pointing towards humanism. The way that, when somebody says, a Christian says, this is my brother, it means he believes like me is a Christian. Now, this brotherhood of mankind is that we are all the same. We are all going to the same destination. The mantra for humanism. And he says, sooner perhaps than we may realize, there will evolve the basis for a federal structure of a free world. Now, they are talking about free world as if what's the bondage in the world? What they mean by free world is a world without religion. Because the devil tells them that religion binds people, stops people from doing what they want. So, they call themselves, those people who have dumped any form of faith, call themselves illuminated, they are enlightened. They call it the age of enlightenment. And the enlightener apparently is the devil. And there are so many people are falling for these things when there's a lot of talk about Illuminati because some pastor, I think, was passing around. I don't know. There were some recordings of which is alleged to have said things concerning Illuminati. And I read somebody saying, after all, they are the ones who brought science and what, and all these things. And it's all part of a scheme to force you to believe what they want you to believe. And you will know that very soon. So in 1963, on November 22nd, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Now, if you know, he was one person who did not believe in this New World Order thing. And he was actually working against it. And he was killed according to occult number signature of 11. He was killed in the 11th month, which is November, on the 22nd day. And on the 33rd parallel, there's the way they count the years, 33rd parallel of the Freemasonry. And he was actually also killed in the Masonic Dealey Plaza, the most powerful secret society in the world, to whom the number 11 is extremely important. I told you before about these numbers, the numbers these people use, especially 9, 11. That's why so many big things happen on September 11. They use 9-11, they use 13, okay? and they use 25 and they use 33. Those are the numbers mostly associated with the secret societies. So, on May 18, 1972, in speaking of the coming of the One World Government, a man called Roy Ash, who was the Director of Office of Management and Budget in America, said within 2 decades, the institutional framework for a world economic community will be in place, and the aspects of individual sovereignty will be given over to a supranational authority. Now, of course, all these people are behind the scenes in FDR. There are so many organizations and what all of them pushing towards a one world government controlled by the United Nations. And they are very committed to their cause, you know, a lot more committed than Christians are to their cause, because a man called, you know, Ted Turner, who owns, okay, at this one of the owners of CNN, donated $1 billion, $1 billion to United Nations to push for this one world government. Now, that's how committed these people are. However rich you are, $1 billion is a lot of money to give for a cause like this. Now, try telling that to a Christian, to give, for a cause like that. Forget even about $1 billion, anything. But you see, these people are that committed to their cause. So on September 11th, 1972, September 11th comes up a lot because of its connection to the occult. That was when the world was introduced to terrorism at the 1972 Olympics, when 11 Israel athletes were killed. Now you see September 11th, 1972, then 11 Israelis, and, September 11th, of course, 2001, you all know what happened. But then on September 11th, 1973, a year after, another man who was standing in the way of the New World Order people, Chilean President Salvador Allende, was killed in a brutal, violent military coup by a man called Augusto Pinochet. And Henry Kissinger, one of the foremost evil pushers of the New World Order, you know why it called these people evil, very soon, was strongly implicated in that attack. Actually, he was appeared guilty 3-1-1. If he was get into a trial somewhere, maybe in an international court, he'd probably be accused of it. Now, there is what they call the Council of Foreign Relations, which is a very powerful organization, especially in America, which pushes for this one world order. Now, the former U.S. Deputy Assistant of State, who is also a member of the trialist and the Council of Foreign Relations, a man called Richard Gardner, wrote an article, The Hard Road to World Order. And it was published in the Council of Foreign Relations Foreign Affairs magazine, where he states that the House of World Order will be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. Now, that's very key, because after they had put the institutional framework to build the one world government, and new world order, really, because it's not just government, it's not just politics, okay, it's deeper than that, as you know shortly. They now want to start from bottom down to get people at the very bottom and convince them that there is a need for this. And by the time they get to the top, everybody is convinced. So this is saying we have to work from down upwards rather than from up downwards. So in 1975, in Congress, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed the Declaration of Interdependence. That's in America, of course, which was written by a historian called Henry Steele Comega. The declaration states that we must join with others to bring forth a new world order. Narrow notions of national sovereignty must be permitted to curtail that obligation. Now, of course, these people have so many things standing in their way. First of all, Americans believe a lot in America. Now, they are trying to make them lose interest in the state, in their country, and start thinking worldwide, our country should be part of the world. And that's not going to be easy, by the way, because so many of them are totally opposed to it, because they have this sense of, you know, American superiority and what. Of course, it's a lot easier for countries like Uganda and what, but these countries are proud of themselves and the population. Now, they have to keep on eating away at them slowly until these people understand it. If they have to, they will use war, they will use economic recessions, anything, but they will make it happen. Okay, but that Declaration of Interdependence had so many opponents, although so many people signed it. One of the opponents was a congresswoman called Marjorie Holt, who refused to sign the declaration, saying that it calls for surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations, which is, you know, that whole surrender of national, it's what Obama's agenda is. You know, he's at the heart, Barack Obama, whether you like it or not, is at the heart of the devil's agenda. He's doing everything that liberalist, demonic people, of course, he's a member of the secret organizations. You cannot be now a president of America unless you join them, or unless you're passed by the Bilderbergs who are pushing for these things. So whether he believes in them personally or he's forced to do it because they are the people who funded his campaign or what, but he's at the heart of this very evil agenda. She said that this lady, that it calls for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It declares that our economy should be regulated by international authorities. It proposes that we enter a new world order that would redistribute the wealth created by the American people. Now, there's a reason why they're trying to do that. I told you before, they want to create, first of all, one of their plans is to reduce the population of the world drastically to about 1 billion people. Now, how possible is that? That is their aim. Actually, at one of the conferences, one man said we have to kill 350,000 people every day to achieve that within the decade. Now, that is something. What are they going to use to kill 350,000 people every day? Wow, amazing. And they're saying these are conferences attended by top people. These are things which are quoted. You can get them anywhere. These are top people with offices saying these things, as you'll hear later. So, a man called Barry Goldwater was retiring as a Republican senator from Arizona, published an autobiography called With No Apologies. Now, this is one of, you know, these New World Order people. He writes, in my view, the Trilateral Commission, which is one of those commissions pushing for these things, represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. And all this is to be done in the interest of creating a more peaceful, more productive world community. Now, every time you hear the international community, that's New World Order. I mean, they know how to throw words and people fall for them. They are very skillful at words. You know, they use things like human rights and what. And now every idle Ugandan who feels he needs a purpose in life is becoming a what? An activist, human rights activist, you know. Pushing for whatever homosexual rights, and so on. And there are so many Ugandans who are idle, who don't have a purpose. Okay, so many corporate Ugandans who have a decent salary, a place where they can steal money, and just because they can go and take a few beers and they have a house and what, they think now they need a purpose in life, and they are falling for this rubbish, and they don't know the origin of it. But you see, of course, it's a typical Ugandan thing. Shallow. Nobody wants to get into the depth of things. They pick it off the surface and move on from there. They don't bother themselves with, you know, depth and that, and so on. So anyhow, so I'm just telling you how all this is moving. Now we move to 1990, of course, when on October 1st, in a UN address, President Bush Senior, the old man, speaks of the collective strength of the world community expressed by the UN, a historic movement towards a new world order, a new partnership of nations. A time when humankind came into its own. Now listen to this. To bring about a revolution of the spirit and the mind and begin a journey into a new age. Now these are things which you hear a president speaking and they just look like rhetoric. A spirit and a mind. But the new world order is not intended just for government. It's intended, the purpose of the devil doing this is to send a whole world community to hell. Okay, that is his ultimate purpose. Everything the devil does in earth is to make sure that as many people as possible go to hell. Okay? Now, everything, of course, God does is to make sure as many people as possible go to heaven. Now, everybody is going to have to make a choice. Now, I'm just telling you these things so that the choice you make is informed. Okay? You might not have the ability or maybe even time to do the research that I did, but you have to make an informed choice. Now, he's talking about a new world order, a new partnership of nations, that's the political. Then he says, where humankind come to its own. In other words, we are kind of evolving into a new kind of humankind, okay? To bring about a revolution of the spirit and the mind and begin a journey into a new age. You know what new agers believe? Their cardinal belief is humanism. But humanism is not where they are ending. Humanism is where they are passing to eventually go to what the other man, Albert Pike, called the time when they introduce the true doctrine of Lucifer. Now, all those people claim to be atheists and what, they are going to end up worshipping Lucifer. They don't have a choice. You can't stop there. Okay? If you fail for that, you're going to fall for the rest. Just like those people who are talking about human rights or whatever, all those rights, they don't know what other rights are coming up. I told you very soon they are going to be promoting bestiality, the right of people to sleep with animals. And they will say that, because how do I know that? It was written in a book by Alice Bailey in 1948. All the things that they have been promoting since are from that book. So I know it's going to happen because it has been used by the UN, the whole thing of no beating children, no what, and now the other day was a debate on what, because some American footballer beat his child, and they made it look like the most evil thing. Let me tell you, don't believe that rubbish. There is no better way to discipline a child than what the Bible says. The Bible says, use the rod. Now, if you're a parent, you are not going to, you're not going to abuse that child when you're beating them. But the only punishment that has a lasting impact and a temporary pain is using a stick. Because the pain of a stick is temporary. After 5 minutes, the child is no longer feeling pain. But the lesson has been learned. That's what the Bible says. Now, don't listen to so-called experts. Because Sweden became the first country to ban so-called corporal punishment of children. Exactly 16 years later, they have the highest rate of teenage suicides. Teenagers going into all sorts of things, suicides and so on. Now, suicide is the second cause of death for teens and young children in America. Suicide. Children need to be disciplined. If you don't discipline them, they will end up into all sorts of things. Children have to be disciplined. Don't say, my children are okay. They are not. The Bible says stupidness, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. That's what the Bible says. You don't know children more than God. You did not create your child. Okay? You just give birth to them. You did not create them. So don't believe what the world tells you. Believe what the Bible tells you. It is that if you want to see a good, the Bible says that discipline them now and you keep them away from hell. Because unless a child knows the authority of a parent, it will never bow down to the authority of God and it will go to hell. So if you want your child to go to heaven, and I suppose everybody who is a Christian does, make sure that you teach them specific lessons. There is no better way. Don't do those things you see on movies of you're grounded and you put him tell him to spend 3 hours in his bedroom and you think that is punishing him. First of all, yes, it is punishing him, but it has a psychological effect on him. Caning does not have any psychological effect. What psychological effect? You go to prisons. You've seen also in movies, since you watch movies, you've seen that prisoners who are stubborn are put in what is called solitary confinement. Do you know what that does? It's worse than any beating, because one of the biggest human needs is the need to communicate. You cannot spend 3 days keeping quiet. And if you're isolated for 3 months, you can never be the same person. It affects you psychologically. It affects your personality. Everything about you changes. Now, the so-called grounding which you see on movies is solitary confinement in installments. So don't believe that rap. Don't believe the UN. They are working for the devil. Don't believe UNICEF. Don't believe all that. They are working for the devil. I told you everything Alice Bailey wrote in her book, which was titled How to Get Rid of Christian Values. Okay? Introduce a new world order. How to Rid the World of Judeo-Christian Values. Everything she wrote was adopted by the UN. It's even on their website. It's called the Lucy's Trust. Go to the UN website. It was actually called the Lucifer Trust. So if you believe those things which you read in the newspapers, every child has a right, what? You know those things, the child rights, don't beat. If you're following Lucifer, that's where it originated. Don't forget that. It was not there until 1948 when Alice Bailey, who is a self-proclaimed devil worshipper, and who says everything she wrote was gotten from a Tibetan demonic spirit. She's the one who brought those things, and they are now done by the UN. And you, because you have a PhD, a master's, you think you're so important, you're following Lucifer. Follow the Bible. God knows human beings, even children, even your children, more than you do. I've never really supported the idea of teachers beating children, because teachers can be abusive. But there is no way I can beat my child and be abusive. I mean, I love my kid. It's for a purpose, and it's not even pleasant. It's never you can't beat a child and enjoy it, but because it's something you have to do, and of course you do it in moderation, because you love your kid, but it's because it's something you have to do, you do it, because the Bible says, save them from hell, that way. Now, of course, you can go and believe so-called experts, who will never tell you why 16 years after Sweden became the first country, they have the highest rate of twin suicides. Why children are dying? I mean, a girl goes and falls in a train. And why? Because somebody called her ugly at school. All that is because the psychological effect of absentee parentism, of parents who follow instructions of children. How can your children tell you what to do? I mean, do they know more than you? Anyhow, I've spoken enough of that. So, what am I talking about? So, on September 11th, 1990, President Bush delivers his speech to Congress titled, that is Bush Senior, Towards a New World Order. Now, that is the first time he's talking openly about it. And of course, you know, now, September 11th, 1990, now it becomes open. Actually, they said the New World Order starts after the fall of the Soviet Union, which is really what happened. Now, that was the beginning of the overt, complete New World Order. Now, of course, also September 11, 2001, you know what happened in New York City. You know, when the Twin Towers came down, supposedly by terrorists. But somehow, I've never really believed that terror. Because, I mean, what would Islamic terrorists have choosing a date that is exactly 1,000 years after the Knights Templar, one of the first secret organizations, demonic secret organizations, was birthed? Exactly 1,000 years later, these, you know, terrorist attacks and what. And on September 11, 2001, was actually the first day of the millennium in the Freemason calendar. So there are too many things that add up. Then, of course, BBC reported about the Twin Towers falling before they fell. And you see, people don't realize this thing. The guy is talking about the Twin Towers are fallen, and they haven't yet fallen. Then they pull him off air. Then they come back 10 minutes later. I mean, he actually did it before even the first plane hit the towers. And somehow it is confused, and people go with what they did, you know. And the world is good at confusing, especially if you are busy drinking whatever, you know, cappuccinos and whatever. I mean, if you don't pay attention, everything will be confused, and you'll never pick anything out of what these people do. So I've never really believed, forgive me, those were terrorists. I mean, Osama bin Laden is, I don't believe it. But anyhow, believe what you want, You know, these people, you know how to use a crisis. I'll tell you this. On September 10th, 2001, one day before the attack on New York, America's Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, held a press conference to disclose, listen to this, that $2 trillion, not 2 million, not 2 billion, $2 trillion in Pentagon funds could not be accounted for. And this is what he said. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions. Imagine that. I mean, what level of corruption is that? Well, such a disclosure normally would have sparked huge scandal, but it came just conveniently. He disclosed it just a day before the World Trade Center was bombed, and suddenly nobody remembers $2.3 trillion. Everybody is so scared and what, you know. So somehow it went under the carpet. $2.3 trillion. In taxpayers' money in America. Now, you would think that, then, after that, not only did they not account for that, they went and asked for more money from Congress for defense. And you remember the anthrax scare? All the senators and congressmen were so scared that every envelope you open, it has anthrax, you're going to die, and they have to be protected. You know, when you make people fear for their lives, so they signed on another trillions of dollars for defense, because they are scared of their lives. So you play people, and it's not just us who are played, even those people are played, because how come an announcement like that comes a day before the World Trade Center? Then afterwards there is this anthrax, and the whole Senate is scared of anthrax envelopes and what, you know. Then they say, now sign this for the security so that we can protect you, and every senator signs because he's scared for his life. Okay, now some interesting quotes here. This is what Dr. Henry Kissinger said, told at the Bilderberg Conference in Evian's, France, in 1991. Today, America would be, this I'm quoting now, today America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated. that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. You see how they plan all these things? So they will create something. He said, now Americans don't want it. How can a foreign army come and save America? I mean, we're America. But he says, don't worry. Don't worry. We just have to create a scenario in which their lives are threatened. Then they will gladly accept everything to happen. And that's how they play people. Okay? Then, of course, David Rockefeller, who is the whatever one of the famous Rockefellers, but the old one says, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is, listen to this, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Wow, how amazing is that? So, if we need a crisis, guess what they are going to do? Create one. This one is interesting for a man called David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative at the United Nations. This is what he says. No one will enter. Now, this is the director of Planetary Initiative, okay, at the United Nations. A guy called David Spangler. This is what he says. No one will enter the new world order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the new age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. I mean, need I say more about that? So you know what the new world order is about. So anyway, you go and you believe it at your own peril. Now, one of the ways these people have spread this whole thing, I want you to understand, is they have entered the education system and they have taken over the intellectual, you know, mindset purposely for this. In 1933, what was called the Humanist Manifesto. You remember, what's it called? Karl Marx writing the Communist Manifesto. Now, these people wrote a Humanist Manifesto, published in 1933. Now, one of the authors, a man called John Dewey, he was a noted philosopher and educator, calls for synthesizing of all religions and a socialized and cooperative economic order. What they want, synthesizing all religions, bringing them all together, and basically diluting them so that they are just some kind of humanism. And one of his other authors, a man called C.F. Potter, said, education is therefore a most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism. You see, now these are planning, this is 1930. Then he says, now listen to this, it's very important. What can the theistic Sunday, theistic is believing believers. Theists are those who believe in God, and of course atheists are those who do not believe in God. So he says, what can the theists, that is the believe, those who believe in God, what can the theistic Sunday schools, who meet for only 1 hour once a week, teaching only a fraction of the children, do to stem the tide of a 5-day program of humanistic teaching? Now, this is what he's saying. Your children only go to church and probably spend 1 hour learning about the Bible, but they are in school from Monday to Friday. So he said, our biggest ally is schools. We have to teach humanism at school, so that even if the children go to church on Sunday, they have only 1 hour, while we have them from 8 to 4 or 5 from Monday to Friday. Now, that's what he's saying. So he says school is the biggest school of... of course, they started that a long time ago, removing Ten Commandments. You know, you had all those things. But what so many wise people in some of these countries did, they started homeschooling. But now in countries of Europe like Germany, homeschooling is banned. Then of course, there are private schools which teach what, I mean, if you're Christian, you can go to a Christian school, which is private, which is not public. But public schools cannot teach Christianity. It's not allowed. So, but they can teach Islam and all other things, but Christianity is not allowed. Even in America, by the way, they can teach Islam, but they can't teach Christianity. Now, why? Why is that? Because the devil has no problem with Islam. I mean, the Muslims are going to hell. That's where they are going. So as long as if he's fighting, it's all against Christianity. It is not against Islam. Okay? It's all against Christianity. And eventually it will become against proper Christianity. Because, of course, some Christians will have fallen off as well. And those will have no problem. If you fall off and join that belief system, then you're freed from the persecution. But those who are teaching a true Christian doctrine will always be persecuted. Okay, now, in 1934, a book called Externalization of Hierarchy, written by Alice Bailey, you know, this one of the foremost apostles of the demonic teaching, who wrote all the things that we see today, says that, talks about the new world order, the organizing of men and women, a group work of a new order, progress defined by service, the world of brotherhood, the forces of light, and the spoliation of all existing culture and civilization. She says, out of the spoliation of all existing culture and civilization, the new world order must be built. So they try to kill everything cultural. Okay? Everything cultural. Of course, people grew up with a culture of Judeo-Christianity, especially in Europe and America. I mean, go to church, pray before you eat, and all those things. Everything, even the common law, the British common law, which we adopted here, is based on the Old Testament. That's how they know. That's how they banned homosexuals. That's how they banned incest and all those things. It was all based on the Levitical law. But now she's saying, spoil that culture. And, you know, out of the spoilation of the culture and civilization, a new world order shall be built. So, of course, all these things you see, you know, homosexuality, and it's all part of what Alice Bailey was talking about. Because she wrote this before she wrote that book called The Plan, in which she talks about how to rid the world of Judeo-Christian values. And that book was published by the, by the Lucy's Trust, which was incorporated originally in New York as the Lucifer Publishing Company. Now, Lucy's Trust, as I told you, is a United Nations NGO and has been a major player at the recent UN summits. Now, Lucy's Trust, yeah, basically UN is Lucifer. Eh? Just know that. UN equals Lucifer. Just know it. Everything that you see the UN promoting, run away from it. Okay? Everything that you see CNN and whatever promoting, run. Okay, I'll give you a simple formula to know what we... If you see people promoting something incessantly, continuously, run away from it. UN, UNESCO, USO, UART, UNEP, all those people, all the UN organizations. Lucifer, if you really want to stay out of the New World Order and stay in God's Christian order, run away from that. It is all evil. It might not appear evil at the beginning, but it is all intended towards something at the end. It's all intended towards evil, towards the end. Okay? So that book was published by the Lucifer Publishing Company, which of course is later called the Lucy's Trust. Now later, the Assistant Secretary of General of the UN, a man called Robert Mueller, would credit the creation of the World Core Curriculum for Education to the underlying teachings of Kwahul Kool, that via Alice Bailey's writings on the subject. Now, this, just listen to this. Deputy General Secretary of the UN, Robert Mueller, said that all they teach in this curriculum, the World Core Curriculum, which they teach children in school, comes from that Tibetan demonic spirit called Kwahul Kool, who Alice Bailey says dictated to her everything she wrote. Now, the schools, of course, you take children there to learn how to write and all, but you have to make sure that, you know, you can give them a background of Christianity. Otherwise, the curriculum is aimed to take them towards humanism and all this rubbish of human rights and what, you know, whatever, what I call human wrongs. And so on and so forth. And it's all here. It all came from the devil. Directly from the devil. So people believe it because they think they're educated and they have read books and what. And, you know, they have money and they let their money make their decisions for them. So in 1946, in a book called The Teacher and the World Government, which was written by former editor of the National Education Association, that is in America, a man called Joy Elmer Morgan was published. He says in his book, I quote, "In the struggle to establish an adequate world government, the teacher can do much to prepare the hearts and minds of children for global understanding and cooperation. At the very heart of all the agencies which will assure the coming of a one world government must stand the school, the teacher, and the organized profession." Now, if you find yourself with a master's and you believe there is no God, atheist, it's you're falling into a trap. Because that's exactly what they want you to know. I'm quoting, sir. This is 1946. These things were introduced in the 1960s in America and created the generation of course, they are introduced in schools a few years after Alice Bailey died. She also died in 1948, the same year that the book, The Plan, was published. But they are introduced in schools and all these other things. And then, of course, on the other side, they are the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and all these demonic organizations. Kind of, now, that was in the 1970s, then the abortion is legalized, and so on and so forth. So it's just a creation of a generation of godlessness, which started there and is spreading here. So now you find people say, you know, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God. And you look at him and you just have pity for him, because he's believing what somebody outside is planning for him to believe. Okay? So if you believe something, get to the root of it. Don't think you originated it. You did not. You more likely than not, it was originated directly from the devil. And you've fallen into a trap and promoted by people who are given money and look very cool and what. Okay? So I'm telling you here, this guy is saying, at the foremost of the New World Order is the teacher, the school, and organized profession. That is 1946. 1948, Walden II, a book by a behavior psychologist called B.F. Skinner, proposes that a perfect society, or new and more perfect order, in which children are reared by the state rather than by their parents, and are trained from birth to demonstrate only desirable behavior and characteristic. What is desirable behavior and characteristic? What the New World Order people want to believe. Now they create a scenario where your children belong to the government, not to you. Okay? Now in some places, I was reading the other day in a newspaper in the UK, somebody saying that teaching children creationism, which is that God created the world, amounts to child abuse. And people should start being punished if you tell your child that God created the world. That is child abuse. What should you tell them? Charles Darwin's rubbish, that the world evolved from something. There was a big bang. I wonder how anybody can believe that. Do they really get to the bottom of it? Because I do. I go to the bottom of the big bang theory and all those things. First of all, the two things that they said banged were very small substances. Now, they are supposed to have enlarged to create a big world. Okay? Imagine two small objects banging and then creating a bigger object. Now, there is a lot of money for any scientist who can prove that inflation of those substances. They haven't proved it yet, but they are teaching it in schools. Now, they are working out from the conclusion backwards. So if you believe that science is people doing experiments and coming up with a conclusion, you're lying yourself. All these things of evolution were taught before anybody ever proved anything. Of course, then they put a lot of what, then you can win a Nobel Prize and what. So people spend so many years in the laboratory trying to show something. Then when you show it, you become a world celebrity. But you're just, it's all a lie. Eh? It's all a lie. But because, of course, you're educated and you're very important and you studied and you're corporate, when you hear science, you believe it. But it's a lie. It's a lie. You get to the bottom of those things and you tell me if you can genuinely believe them. Or if you believe them just because some people with long noses have told you it's true. It is not believable. It takes 10 times more faith to believe those things than it does to believe the Bible. Because the Bible makes sense. I mean, intelligent design. I mean, can you believe that? The reason there is a city like New York is because somebody sat down and designed it. New York did not come out of a big bang. And the reason it's not as disorganized as Kampala is because the person who designed it thought better than the one who designed Kampala, if anyway. You understand? But somehow the world is so organized with hills and what, and exactly, you know, but it came through a big... I mean, how can you believe that, genuinely? But anyhow, since you're educated, go ahead and believe it. He said children are rare. Now, Skinner's ideas were widely implemented by educators in the 1960s and 70s and 80s as what was called values clarification and outcome-based education. Those ideas that children have to be reared by the state and trained from birth to demonstrate only desirable characteristics. What are desirable characteristics? New World Order rubbish, Satanism, humanistic. And 1964, Taxonomy of Education Objectives, which is a handbook, is published. The author, Benjamin Bloom, states, "A large part of what we call good teaching is the teacher's ability to attain effective objectives through challenging the student's fixed beliefs." You know, these people plan ahead. Now, these people who did these things died a long time ago and they went to their reward in hell. But they did what they did with such belief. Now, people who are doing a reward working for a reward in heaven are very lax. They are looking for what's the minimum they can do to get to heaven without having to, you know, get too deep into this God thing. You find people like that, as long as I get to heaven. And you know, and yet the people who are actually working to take people to hell are so dedicated. Now this man says that teachers have to challenge fixed beliefs. What fixed beliefs are they talking about? Christianity. Now in 1964, a book called Visions of Order by Richard Weaver was published. It describes progressive educators as a revolutionary cable engaged in a systematic attempt to undermine society's traditions and beliefs. Why are they so interested in undermining beliefs? Because that's how they are spreading Luciferianism. That's how they are going to get you to believe atheism, to believe evolution, and then afterwards they tell you now we are all evolving to a new person. And then the doctrine of Lucifer comes forth. Okay, 1970, education and the mass media are promoting the world order. In the thinking about a new world order for the decade 1990, an author, Ian Baldwin Jr., asserts that the World Law Fund has begun a worldwide research and educational program that will introduce a new emerging discipline, world order, into educational curricula throughout the world, and to concentrate some of the energies on bringing basic world order concepts into the mass media, again on a worldwide level. So they get you in school, then they get you through the mass media, then they get you through movies, they get you through sitcoms, they get you through series, they get you through all these things. They are pumping their agendas. They are in charge of Hollywood, they are in charge of CNN and BBC and all those. So they are pumping their agendas into your mind every day. But because you're a Christian who doesn't have time to read the Bible, beware, because you have to, if you keep on feeding on that junk, you'll eventually believe it. Okay, you'll eventually believe it. So be very careful. In 1933, the book Humanist Manifesto 1 was published. Now, 1973, Humanist Manifesto 2 was published. Then they said the next century can be and should be the humanistic century. We stand at the dawn of a new age. A secular society on a planetary scale. As non-theists, that is as atheists, we begin with humans, not with God. We begin with nature, not with deity. We deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. Now that's talking about the political one world order. Thus we look to the development of a system of world law and world order based upon transnational federal government. The true revolution is coming. So the new world order is looking to create humanism, to remove God, to bring nature. So now you hear nature what? Nature created, nature what? Then you even hear Christians saying, Mother Nature. Mother, where did nature give birth to you? Why do you just copy words without knowing what they mean? Mother Nature. What's Mother Nature? Mother Nature is one of those words of New Ages. So be careful how you use words. Don't just throw around words you don't understand. Now, the secret constitution and the need for constitutional change, a book sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, the same old guys, says that a pervasive system of thought control. Now listen to this, it's very important. A pervasive system of thought control exists in the United States. The citizenry is indoctrinated by employment of mass media and the system of public education. Very important. People are told what to think. The old order is crumbling. Nationalism should be seen as a dangerous social disease. A new vision is required to plan and manage the future. A global vision that will transcend national boundaries and eliminate the poison of nationalistic solutions. A new constitution is necessary. But more important is this. Mind control, a system of mind control. People are being indoctrinated by employment of mass media and the system of public education. That is so important. Now, it is so difficult, and I've encountered this, to find anybody who goes to do a master's or those fellowships in those, you know, top Ivy universities, Harvard, Oxford, and what, who comes back still believing in God. They totally indoctrinate you, and the programs have been designed. These people know how to design a program which is going to kill all your belief in God. How? They have planned, I mean, they have a lot of resources, so they do experiments, they get, people who believe certain things, then they pump them with information and see how they react, and they do these things over decades. So by the time they present it to you, if you're not strong in your faith, if you don't have a personal relationship with God, you falter, and I've seen so many people went as Christians faltering. In 1975, Kissinger on the couch, a book called Kissinger on the Couch, you know Kissinger, I've told you, is one of the, you know, apostles of the New World Order. The author, two authors, Phyllis Schlafly and former Council of Foreign Relations member, Chester Ward, state. Now, I like this. Once the ruling members of the Council on Foreign Relations have decided that the U.S. government should espouse a particular policy, the very substantial research facilities of the Council of Foreign Relations are put to work to develop arguments intellectual and emotional, to support the new policy and to confound, discredit intellectually and politically every opposition. Now, I'll tell you briefly what this means. I'll continue with this tomorrow. When they have decided to introduce something, okay, when they have decided to introduce, let's say, homosexuality, they come up with, through their research, he says through their substantial research facilities, they come up and they put up, develop arguments which are both intellectual and emotional to support the new policy. And now, they don't just do that. They also come up with a policy to discredit, to totally abuse and rubbish everybody who is against it. So they force people to believe it by doing that. And sometimes they even create the opposite side. And then they can, now, I want you to understand that all arguments are either intellectual or emotional. Now, the trouble is people don't know and they confuse the two. Okay? When you're deciding which football club to support, you do not use any intellect. You use emotions. Okay? Now, no amount of intellectual argument will tell you to stop supporting Arsenal, because you did not make the decision intellectually. You made it emotionally. So I could come and tell you they have won one trophy in 9 years, they are what, they are fake, they are permanently fourth, and all those arguments. And you listen to me, and it will not even shake your support for Arsenal. You understand? Now, intellectual arguments are different. Now, these people develop both of them, and in a way that discredits anybody who is against, and they will abuse somebody, call him this thing, then you'll hear he's a wife beater, he's this, he's that, and you know, just because he has come up with something which is against what they want, then they force everybody, because people fear for their reputations, so they force everybody to eventually promote what they want them to promote. Now, continue with this, just to open up your minds, with this intellectual and emotional arguments, so that the next time you make an argument, you can place it and say, is this intellectual or is this emotional? Now, when you get an emotional stance and you start arguing over it intellectually, then you get yourself into big confusion. What that means, I'll tell you next time, because I've run out of time. Now, thank you so much for joining us on The Watchman. You can send me an email on ugandanwatchman@gmail.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is on facebook.com/ugandanwatchman.
That was The Watchman, with fascinating insight into the end times. Join us again next week for another update on Bible prophecy.